And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 30th of August, 2010. It's the birthday of the humorist Molly Ivins, born Monterey, California, 1944, who said, "Satire is the weapon of the powerless against the powerful." And it was on this day in 1962, the poet Robert Frost, 88 years old, set off on a goodwill tour of the Soviet Union, wanted to meet with Prime Minister Nikita Khrushchev. Went around giving poetry readings and interviews and lectures. He was very public and very popular, especially for the fact that Robert Frost could recite his work from memory. He flew to Crimea. He was so excited about meeting Khrushchev, he felt sick to his stomach, nervous indigestion. The two men talked for an hour and a half. Robert Frost came back and died about 5 months later. President Kennedy gave a eulogy for him in which he said Robert Frost saw poetry as the means of saving power from itself. Here's a poem for today by William Nodder entitled Breakfast at the Roadrunner Cafe. Cafe still burning in neon after sunup, and a bird's gangly silhouette stretched out with speed. The sign draws me in. The walls inside are hung with Spanish prayers, Kachina dolls, chili pepper bundles, and a 3-foot Christ sanctifies relief from the bluster of New Mexico spring. The waitress brings coffee and cream. The gaunt, mustachioed cook wets his spatula against the grill, scrambling huevos Mexicanos with chopped green chilies, tomatoes, onion, tortillas, and beans on the side. A whiskered man at the counter brags to the waitress about the money he can make selling copper wire for scrap, and how he drank 13 beers the night before and wasn't even drunk. Highway patrolmen talk knockdown power and calibers, a courthouse blown apart by a fertilizer bomb in the back of a truck. A skittish Navajo woman, drug-free and proud, printed on her shirt, opens a letter and swirls ice cubes with her butter knife. The letter might be from a son locked up for stealing cars in Albuquerque, a power disconnect notice, or news her sister died of exposure out in the hills. Maybe she's just back to the world from a stay in detox, chewing ice to keep from thinking she could walk downtown and be served a bottle of gin or 1/8-ounce bag of weed as easily as eggs and toast. A stranger can only say so much in the open noise of sputtering grease, small talk, spoons clacking in coffee mugs. If she can just hold tight to something, those cravings will disappear the way wind blows mountains of cloud across the sky. She could find comfort in a place like this, the silvery riffle of cottonwood leaves outside, a novena candle flickering by the door to keep Jesus lit at night, find pleasure in good food and desert light across the tables. The woman lays a few bills down by her plate of half-eaten eggs and walks outside to the payphone. She holds her black hair with one hand against the lashing wind. What can a stranger say? The Santa Fe's red and yellow engines come thrumming west beside the highway as I go out the door. Hang on. She turns and I shout again, just hang on. Past the train is sandstone, sun-bleached yellow, knobby juniper clutching at the hills. A poem by William Nodder, Breakfast at the Roadrunner Cafe, published by Southern Illinois University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Baim. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.